Good morning. If you will open your Bibles with me to the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4. John chapter 4, and our text will be found in verse 29. Let's read that verse together. John 4, 29 says, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" What is our message? What is the gospel that we so endeavor to preach? Come, see a man. You can put capital M on that word, man. Come, see a man. Is not this the Christ? Paul said, "We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord." We preach a man. We preach a man. We preach Christ and Him crucified. He is the gospel. He is the good news for sinners. He is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. We must come and see Him if we're to have any hope of eternal life. For our message this morning, I want us to consider this verse, this saying, "Come see a man, is not this the Christ?" I want us to see who said this, why they said it, and what happened as a result of that message being declared. First, who said this? I'm sure some of us know who said this. Well, look back at verse. In verse 28, it says, The woman saith to the men. Well, what woman? Look back at verse 7. John 4, verse 7. "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water." We have a woman of Samaria. That's who this is. Well, who was she? I'm going to show you a few things about this woman, and I'm going to try to be brief. There's a lot in this chapter, and I've got about 30 minutes, so I'm going to try to be very brief. Look down with me at verse 16. Who is this woman? "Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly." Who was this Samaritan woman? She was an adulteress. She was a fornicator. She was a sinner. And you know what God's justice demands for such an one? The law says such should be stoned. Is that right? The wages of sin is death. She was a sinner. You know, I can't help but think of that woman caught in the act over in John chapter 8. The Pharisees brought her to the Lord. They said, we caught her in the act of adultery. The law says she should be stoned. What do you say? And you remember, he just stooped down, wrote on the ground, and they kept on and stooped down again. I can just see him write, "Mercy. I will have mercy. I will have compassion." He sent her home forgiven. No man condemned her. What's our Lord going to do with this woman? What's he going to do with this guilty, adulterous woman? Well, he points out her sin here. We just read it in verse 18. Well, look what happened next in verse 19. What was her response to that? "The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. How did you know that about me? How did you know?" And look at verse 20. She said, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." You know what she did? The Lord pointed out her sin, and she does what we all are prone to do. Had to show her religious side. Well, I've got my profession. "Our fathers worshipped in..." You see, I know it may look like I'm a sinner, but I come from a good Christian family. I am a Christian, okay? Well, let's see what the Lord had to say about this woman's profession. And keep in mind, this is all of us until God saves us by His grace. Look at verse 20, 21. "Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. He just told her, you don't know what you worship. I can't read this passage. I can't read these verses of Scripture and not wonder how many people this day sit in a pew just like we do, no clue what they worship. Jesus, well, who is he? He's Lord. What has he done? He saved his people from their sins. Where is he now? Oh, well, he's up there trying to save people. Oh, no. The Lord thy God omnipotent reigneth. He's seated at the right hand of the Father on high, and he's saving his people, and they shall be saved. The Lord went on, and he said, we know what we worship, for salvation is of or for the Jews, spiritual Israel. And look at verse 23. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Not only did our Lord call out this woman's sin, he called out her religion for what it is: false worship. He said, you're not a true worshiper. Everything about what you believe, everything, all the lies you've been told, it's all false. The true worshipers, there are some true worshipers by the grace of God, and they worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst of us. We come here begging the Spirit to descend upon us. We come here and gather around this book. You know, it came to my attention the other day, some churches don't even open the Bible, and they make all these new translations. We have the Word of God. We have a more sure word of prophecy. We gather around God's Word, begging the Lord to speak the truth, capital T, to this heart. Christ, who is the truth. Look back with me at verse 9. The Lord told this woman, you're lost. You're lost. And here we'll see it again in verse 9. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Now see this, verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. This woman, you know, we simply repeat the words that the Lord spoke to this woman, and this flesh just gets so angry. The Lord gave this woman much grace to not just run away. Well, we know that he kept her, don't we? He kept her. She had to hear what he had to say to her. Well, here he tells her, you don't know the gift of God. You don't know who it is that is speaking unto you, or else you would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Praise God, in spite of her, he was going to give her living water anyway. What is the gift of God? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God's unspeakable gift, the gift of Christ unto me. He is God's gift. Again, in spite of this woman, in spite of her sin, in spite of her false religion, her attempt to please God, I want to show you the goodness of God that is about to lead this poor woman to repentance. Look up at verse 4. Or verse 3, rather. The Lord Jesus, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Why? Why must he go through Samaria? Why must Christ take that path? Because he had a lost sheep whom he came to save. You know, we know this to be true. If we belong to Christ, God does everything just for us. The Lord performeth all things for me. He was doing this just for this poor woman, this sinner. So we see who this is. We see who this is. We have a sinner, lost, religious, but lost, but one whom Christ came to save. So why did she say in verse 29, come, see a man? Why did she go out with this message? Look at verse 25, John 4, 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Again, you see the fact that she professed to be a Christian. I know that Messiah cometh. She was waiting on the Messiah. I love this. Look at verse 26. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am. I am. Whom shall I say sent me? Tell him I am hath sent you. What a name. What a name. That's our Lord's name. Jesus Christ, the great I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Something happened to this woman to send her out with this message, this new message. The Lord revealed himself to her. She didn't know him. We just saw that. The Lord said, you don't know me. He revealed himself to her and in her. You know what my only hope is? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ liveth in me. If Christ does not live in me, if I'm not dead and my life is hid with Christ in God, I have no hope. I have no hope. But when the Lord reveals himself to and in a sinner, that changes everything. A new man. Scriptures say he created us a new man in Christ Jesus. He created a new woman. A new woman. And she didn't do a thing. You know that? What part does she play in all of this? She just did the sinning. Jonathan Edwards said, the only part I contribute to my salvation is the sin that made it necessary. Is that not true? Just moments ago, this woman did not know the gift of God. She did not know who was speaking to her. She was waiting on the Messiah, but she didn't know she was looking at the Messiah. Here she stands face to face with Christ, her Savior. You know, we sing that song, face to face with Christ, face to face with Christ, my Savior, face to face. What will it be? Don't you just wonder, what is it going to be? What's it going to be like when I'm standing face to face with him? I'll tell you this. It'll be wonderful. It'll be far greater than we can imagine. I can't begin to imagine. But I know this, it'll be well worth the wait. You know, we think this life is so long. Oh, it's not. I'm 25 years old. I've got a few years left. And I mean that. Really, I mean that. I'll be satisfied when I awake in his presence with his likeness. That's what I'm waiting on. Look at verse 21 again. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me. You know, that's the commandment. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. This is his commandment, that we believe on him and that we love one another. You see, she didn't believe him. We skipped over it, but the Lord had told her, well, I'll give you living water. She said, well, you don't even have a bucket. The well's deep. How are you going to give me water? I'm the one with the bucket, you see. She said, are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself? Yeah. I'm the God of Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm their God. She did not believe him. Now she believes him. Now he gave her faith to believe him and only him. How can we believe in him of whom we have not heard? Can't. How shall we hear without a preacher? This woman heard from the preacher. And not only that, she saw the beautiful feet. How beautiful are the feet? Oh, he brings glad tidings of good things, does he not? He who is our peace. Beautiful feet. And she went away knowing something. She didn't know anything before. Now she goes away knowing this is the Christ. This is the Christ. She didn't know what she worshiped. Now she knows whom she worships. I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded that he is able to save even a sinner like me. I pray God would persuade us. You know, we think we were persuaded last Sunday, don't we? Lord, persuade me again. Oh, I'm so prone to wander. Lord, save me right now. Look at verse 26 again. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I am. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Why did she proclaim this message? It was just too good news to not go share with everybody. Go tell everyone what great things the Lord hath done for thee. And I love the fact that it tells us she left her water pot. You know why that woman went out to the well? Why she purposed in her heart to go to that well at 12 o'clock? Many say that she went at noon later than everyone else because she was ashamed. She was embarrassed because people knew who she was. She had a reputation. Is it just a coincidence the Lord was sitting on that well when she came out at an unusual time? Oh, no. Oh, no, no. She went out there when she did just to fill her bucket with water. And the Lord said, whosoever drinketh of this water is going to thirst again. She went out there just to get some water. But that's not why our Lord went. That's not why our Lord purposed for her to come to that well when she did. She left without her water pot. Did she leave without water? Did she leave without water? She didn't have a bucket anymore. She left it. She left with the water of life in her. The well of water that the Lord said in verse 14 will be springing up in her into everlasting life. Oh, she left with water. She left with Christ, the water of life. She had told him in verse 11, oh, the well's deep. How are you going to give me this living water? And in verse 15, she said, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She didn't want to have to come back to the well. We read a book, I think in sixth grade, I don't remember it, but they said something about this spring, if you drank the water, you'd live forever. Well, she was still lost. She didn't know what he was saying when she said, give me this water. We want to live forever, we think. But the Lord told her, I'm not talking about living here forever. I'm talking about eternal life. The water that will give you eternal life. But just as she said, the well is deep. Truly, the well is deep. The well of our sin. The well of my sin. Do we really know how far we've fallen? Remember the pit from whence we're dead? We don't have a clue how deep the well is. But I rejoice to know that though the well of my sin is deep, praise God for that blood which reaches deeper than the stain has gone. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood, beneath his blood, lose all their guilty stains. Praise God for that precious blood of Christ that has removed our sins forever. You see, she just came out for some water that was going to make her thirst again, but she went home forgiven all her sin against God. She went home never to thirst again. Whosoever cometh to me shall never hunger. Whosoever believeth on me shall never thirst. That's the grace of God. That's the grace of God. Lord, give me this water that I thirst not. Oh, Lord, give me this water. Is there anybody here that's thirsty? I'm not talking about this kind of thirst. Does anybody thirst? Let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him come. Take the water of life freely. God doesn't need our bucket. God doesn't need our anything from us. It's his word from start to finish. Come, take the water of life freely. By the grace of God, that's exactly what she did. And so she went into the city and declared, come see a man. Come see a man. Now lastly, what was the result of her declaration? Look at verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. For the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. They believed on him. Many believed on him when they heard her saying. And look at verse 40. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. What did these Samaritans do when she came and brought this message? Her message was, come, see a man. You realize what it said in verse 40. So when they were come unto him, she said, come see a man. Whew. The Lord made them willing in the day of his power. And here they come, drawing them to himself. Here they come. And you know what they saw? They didn't just see a man. They saw the man, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. And I love how it says that they besought him that he would tarry with them. That means they came to him. He made, just like Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, the Lord made himself known unto these men and women. And they said, Lord, would you tarry? Would you stay a couple days with us? Please, Lord. You know, Bartimaeus, when the Lord saved him, gave him his sight. Says straightway he received his sight and he followed Jesus in the way. He wanted to just follow him. And if God gives us faith, that's what we do. We follow our Lord. Now thinking about the Lord abiding with them for 2 days, I think of that hymn, Lord, abide with me. O thou that changest not, would you abide with me? Would you literally enter into this heart that you've given me? Would you abide with me? Another thing I thought about was the verse that says, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. You think about that. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. He gave these people 2 days. 2 days. And soon we're going to have eternity with our Lord. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. Just mentioned face to face with Christ our Savior. What will it be? What will it be? What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. I long for that day. You know, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But you know why we can rejoice and be glad in it? Because we're waiting for that day. We're looking unto that blessed hope and appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what a day that will be. What a day. Lastly, look here at verse 41 and 42. It says, and many more believed because of his own word and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. They heard her saying, but they thought, man, I got to get to him. You know what we do when God speaks to us through his word, through his messenger? I've got to get to Christ. Come to Christ. Lord, draw me unto yourself. Bring me to your feet. And let me hear your word. Let me worship you, Lord. I pray that today the Lord would enable us, all of us, our children, to hear his voice. He's able. He's able. Oh, Lord, speak to us. If we ever hear his voice, we will say with Peter, Lord, we believe and we're sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, a man can tell us something. We might believe a man. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. He just might speak to us today. He just might speak to us today and cause us to believe on him and give us a new message. It's all about him. Come to Christ. Christ is all. You're complete in him. Come. Come. Praise God, this woman heard his voice. And you know what? She's never going to stop hearing his voice. And neither will we if he speaks the word in power to us. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. You're dismissed.